Good Erev Shabbos! Today may feel like Friday, probably doesn't feel like Friday, the crazy schedule we've been on, but it's not Friday. In fact, it is Erev Shabbos, and there are those who yet again, coming off of Yontif, we barely had any breathing, any week, any vach, and right away it's Erev Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and there's nothing greater, there's nothing better, because if you see Shabbos as the Makor HaBracha, Vayivarchas Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oso Ar Parsha, Hashem blessed the seventh day, who wouldn't want more blessing? Would you ever say, I have enough money, enough simcha, enough bracha, hold back? No, you'd say more and more and more. So more Yontif, more Shabbos, more Yontif, more Shabbos. It's so great to have another Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha, the source of all bracha. And so we are here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. So few days of the week this week. All we had was Thursday and Friday, but all we had was Thursday because by Friday, today is already Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our Turn Friday to Erev Shabbos sponsors, my dear friends, Mendy and Sipora Fishman, Eschus V'chaya Refka, Bat Sipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, David Aryeh. This week's Turn Friday to Erev Shabbos is sponsored by Shua and Amanda Pransky as a thank you to Boca Raton Synagogue, and we are so grateful for your support. So I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful teaching of the Tzror HaMor on this week's parasha. The Tzror HaMor was written by Rav Avram Sabah, who lived 1440 to 1508. He lived in Castile, and he was chased the expulsion from Spain, and he fled, and he found refuge in Portugal until he was chased out of Portugal and spent so much life, he fled to Lisbon, and he was constantly on the run, finally to Morocco. What a difficult life. So we can appreciate when a person is spending their whole life on the run, where do you find the ultimate refuge and serenity? You find peace in the Heliga, in the Holy Shabbos. So this week's Parsha, by the way, this Shabbos is not only known by the Parsha. Next week will be Shabbos Parshas Noach, Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. But this week is Shabbos Bereishis. Not Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, it's Shabbos Bereishis. And the commentators explain why. Because after the long Yontif season, filled with promises and pledges and ups and downs, and filled with disruption to our routine, we're back. We're ready. This is it. This is our first real Shabbos. This is Shabbos Bereishis. It's new beginning, fresh slate. It's an opportunity to put into practice everything that we've been promising and we've been pledging. So it's not only Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, it's Shabbos Bereishis. Listen to the Tzror HaMor. The pasuk says, our Parsha, which is of course creation of the world, Shabbos commemorates the creation of the world. Shabbos, we imitate that Hashem rested on the seventh day, and so too we do. Hashem rested, he stopped, he ceased on the seventh day all the work he had been doing. What does it mean? He rested from all the work he had done. Says the Tzror HaMor, Larame Shebishar Hayamim Hayagozer. What was the work Hashem was doing? How did he do work all the rest of the week? He went to Home Depot and Lowe's, he picked up tools, he built with his hands? No. How did Hashem build? We know. Basara Mamaras Mnivra Olam, with 10 sayings Hashem created the world. We say it in our davening every day, Baruch She'amar V'haya Olam. Blessed is God who spoke and the world came to be. Yehi Rakia, Yehi Ma'oros. He said, Yehi, all God had to do was speak and things came to be. We can appreciate this now in our time. I just read Elon Musk said, the next version of Tesla, if it's raining outside, will drop you in front and you can program the car, go find an empty parking spot. And you won't care how far away it is because you'll already be undercover. And when it's time to leave, you'll in your phone summon your Tesla, will come pick you up and you won't be exposed from the rain. You can talk now. Talk into your phone, you could turn the lights on, you could talk into your phone, adjust your air conditioning, you could talk into your phone and the car will come pick you up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and the world came to be. B'yom HaShabbos, Noach afilu mehadibur shayim medaber b'shar hayomim. Says the Tzror HaMor, on Shabbos, what does it mean Hashem rested from the work he was doing? The work was with the power of speech. And what he rested was, he no longer spoke words of creation, words of building. Umikana Amar HaNavi, the Navi Yeshaya says, Mimtzo Chevtzecha V'daber Davar. Afilu Adibur Asa B'Shabbos. Chazal, the Gemara learns from that pasuk in Yeshaya that we're not allowed to talk about Chevtzecha. You can't talk about weekday topics, weekday themes, weekday needs. V'daber Davar. The speech on Shabbat, Diburo Shal Shabbos, should not be Diburo Shal Chol. The way a Jew speaks on Shabbos is different than the way we speak during the week. During the week, we speak business, we speak politics. During the week, we speak the stock market. During the week, we speak about things that can weigh us down. But the Diburo Shal Shabbos, a And Shabbos, we sing Zmiros. We tell stories. We share Divrei Torah. It's a Dibur of Shabbos. Ki afilo adibur also b'Shabbos. V'zeu v'yishbos b'yom ha'shvi'i. Afilo me'adibur. So one of the ways that we imitate Hashem, one of the ways that we stop working is not only not doing the 39 categories of creative labor, malacha, but we also change our speech. So this Shabbos, to commemorate our parasha, the creation of the world, and the very first Shabbos, the same way God stopped and ceased creating by changing his speech, we too have to be mindful and cognizant and aware of our speech. Diburo shel Shabbos should not be like Diburo shel Chol. What we talk about, how we say, our vocabulary, Shabbos should be different. And there are tzaddikim, there are righteous people who start doing that already from Chatzos, midday on Friday. You turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, not everybody can. Not everybody can, not sitting in judgment or pressuring or shame. Not everybody can. But if you can organize and construct your week, that already from a few hours before Shabbos, you're not talking business. You're not going on Amazon and shopping. You're not engaged in vachadik, weekday activity, weekday speech, weekday creation, weekday work, weekday building. We can drag in, we can already bring in Shabbos early. So this is not just Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, it's Shabbos Bereishis. It's the Shabbos of new beginnings. And we can begin on the right foot, if we begin with the right lips, if we begin with the right mouth, and then Vayivarech Elokim Az Yom HaShviyi Vayikadish Oso. Hashem blesses the seventh day and he sanctifies it. We bless the seventh day and we sanctify it when we change our pattern, when we change our vocabulary, when we change all our speech. We should be zocha to not only a Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, but a Shabbos Bereishis of new beginnings, fresh start, a fulfillment of all our promises and all of our pledges. It should be one where our speech is recognizable. Someone who listens or overhears says, ooh, it must be Shabbos. I can tell from the way they're speaking, what they're speaking about. If a person were in our home or eavesdropping on our conversations, if a person was at our table, would they know just from what we're speaking and how we're speaking that in fact is Shabbos? We should change speech just like Hashem changed his speech. The way that we sanctify and bless the seventh day is through that change in the power of speech. We should be zocha to Shabbos, the Makor Bracha. So excited! Already it's Shabbos. We need Shabbos. We love Shabbos. We rest on Shabbos. We can't wait. It should be a beautiful, healthy, happy, and holy Shabbos for all filled with Besoros Tovos. I know.